a vote of no thanks. Bado, 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 ba is the mysterious good love song that I hate to remember. A hatred I love to forget not. A painful reminder that I and my friends were once human beings, but then we died and resurrected into the world of gods. Our demanding four-chambered stomachs that transformed us into silly native dogs whose forgettings are about class. These biological sons of their biological brothers, moving astray in a misfiring madness, mounting young baby goats for intercourse, silly goats being led out by the carnivores to the slaughterhouse, happily chauvinistic out of ignorance, chasing and aiming for a last-minute juicy prick. Ma, ma, maeo. They invited us with pride to a harmonization meeting, harmonizing our ignorance with their civilization, our foolishness with their wisdom, our stupidity that siphoned us to our instantaneous death, our insatiable hunger instincts that drove us towards the sham aroma of a pseudo-roast goat, our gluttony that confused our nostrils. Even when our brothers boiled in the cooking pot, we jumped up and down in joyful, celebrated anticipation of the false stew chicken that actually never was. Like father goats, we sang the undemystified love chant, Bado Bado Ba. A Bado nursery school rhyme whose sweet aromatic tune old drunkards joined in a one-leg dance of mad fools. Foolish Johannas who joined hands, significantly building without plans, toy houses constructed from plastic straws, 9 strategic stars, that was a significant outside-the-box thinking. In our failed aspirations, we did not think outside the box. Never too late. We all must think far and wide, now and forever, and prove that we are indeed the makers of destroyers of world superpower think tanks, but not Bado Bado boys. A think tank that was a mad drunken driver, a selfish secretary, a black chair cat, and a loving chief chef. A cooking strategist to inspire us with poisonous soup, cooked by professional native hands, a blend of blindfolding herbs from Kamenya, deafening smoke from Sukumaland, original Kitui brews that worked as silly that we became awkwardly stupefied, even as we added to the bottomless pit, we sang with brotherly love, Ba. A Bado farewell party that actualized us, a borrower of the blue book, gave a vote of no thanks. Dear manufacturers of problems, them who manufacture their own troubles, then blaming everybody for the success of their hard work. Problems and troubles after another. In employment, are you lucky manufacturers who deserves not a speck of mercy from us? To trouble and stir awake your sleeping minds, our earlier position must remain. Our good position there is, always they are. In view of your misdirected manufactures, we assert no more pay rise, some job cuts, a few more working hours, withdrawn allowances, no more trade unionism, less talk and more work, no more questions, take it or leave, hang yourself, crush our head, behead us, go to hell, position remains, it must, full stop. Our stomachs were under the influence of a soupy inspiration of our chief chef's poisonous soup. Instead of beheading somebody's crushed head, we happily sang in celebration, Bado Bado Ba. Never before had I seen such a smooth operator, a soft-spoken ghost whose anal filth people lick clean then swallow with pained conscience in anticipated ascension to permanent employment. I ascended to permanence, and to stick to permanence, I tenfolded that anal leak until I fractured the backbone of my tongue. I still thousandfolded the soothing leak until my bruised tongue became sore and pale like a dead man's anus. As a reward to my dead loving tongue that entertained the opening of a big seat, she laughed and said, "My boy, am very sorry for the demise of your town. Your office is now abolished. May you go well.
May I go? May I go? Go well. To hell!
Never before had I known a violent rapist whose tool of dread responds to lust for wealth, but not sexual instincts. A ruthless prostitute. A whoring mall whose thighs lures investments. A black cat whose investment is banking in life to Tora cave complex. Live and erupting hot lava. Much inaccessible to snails and rats. An angelic worshipper of the snake who kisses the big snake on condition that the enemy must be lethally bitten and our baby fed on his tender flesh as we quench on his blood. She who sexually stimulates her business partners to the expense of her starved husband. She who lures with the warmth of her inner thighs and rotten mammary glands. I never knew cool operator smiles through their cries. I today know mad rapist rapes violently, not with chauvinism, but with aspect of delirium, assaulting the same motherly breast that they chewed munchingly just the other day. A mad grasshopper hops left and right, cannibalizing her own young ones, whose dirty seat she mothered just in the morning. A foolish shamba boy who cut down the tree of his employment. A forgetful devil whose forgetting shall never be about human blood. A starved pregnant praying mantis, preying on her husband, who fathered her pregnancy only last night. The government employee, she who rewards the voiceless with the peremptory retrenchment as a means of creating employment opportunity for his friend's neighbor's children. I never knew the fun in midnight dances. I never understood the wisdom till I opened my eyes and saw red milk ooze. I today understand the midnight dance physiology is about honoring the angel of darkness whose midnight dance is about milking fleas for sale to a Chinese contractor who jetted in just the other day after securely contracting a tender to whitewash a public pit latrine at a reasonably small cost of $4 billion. For ease of jig of the foot, a shake of the belly, and ease of access of toilet whitewashes, as foetuses, nuisance to the angel of darkness, all had to go in one mass abortion, codenamed by the shrew, abortion on expurgation of the womb. Surely before I was aborted, son of my mother, may I tell you, I saw and heard from my womb imprisonment, a presidential portrait and a national anthem, a high court judge and a human rights crusader, a minister and an ambassador, a pastor and a trade unionist, a glass of human blood and money, a white overall dressed dead stethoscoped doctor, a dead goat and a mourning sheep, a big snake and a small snake, a dog and a black lemur, all joined the midnight dance in the wide consultation, the fun of which was nakedness. Conception after abortion, abortion after conception, black nude figures, darting up and down the darkness, jumping and squatting, intercoursing and conceiving, one abortion after the other, crying and laughing, slaughtering and feasting, drinking human blood and zigzagging, dancing to the tune of my crying of pain, butchering my tender grip on life. When I lost that grip, they all relax in acceleration, hard work done. Success, sweet success, aborted foetuses, nation building, mission accomplished, service termination on abolition of office. In the sunshine morning, midnight dancers all dressed in white, executive in their state-of-the-art vehicles, contributing abundantly towards church construction fund and charitable organization cause. May the insanitating virus that made me mad access your brain, that you dined on your mucus and feces that you once made me swallow. May you become anorectic, that your amassed wealth helped you not. May the sharpest fishbone of your chunky swallows throttle you, that you had not enough time to shout your last prayers. May spina bifida paralyze you,
that you started seeing some humanity in human beings. May you fatten out of our sweat till you burst your palms, that we for once enjoyed the fun of your naked truth and menstruating secrets. May life scorpion find home on your bed, that you abed turned your biggest enemy. May you grow tall and ascend to the greatest height of your climb. May the freezing altitudes stop blood flow in your veins, that your tight grip save you not from the slip of your foot. May the fall be a great splatter of your skull and a splash of your brain. May anybody near the scene forget not the white was splash. May the sweet story run the world news headlines. It might be true I'm young to delight jokers on you. Like Moses, I lack language to counter your mastery on marketable world languages. It's true, just like the tiny invading frogs of Egypt, which might have failed in their aspirations to bring down a mighty kingdom, I am tiny for your Goliathic height, built and devilish connections. May I therefore remain praying that your next church visit turns out disastrously tragic. May the Holy Communion strangle you like a hangman's noose. May debilitating paralysis humiliate and disconnect you from your tall self, that your tall friends and devilish colleagues might run away from the mucus-coated stature of you. May you in your isolation remain surrounded by frogs and mucus-coated snails, that you remain with no otherwise but to talk to them, listen to their croaks, try their mucus-coated paths, that you mastered frog and snail languages, that you understood and mastered dog's case study, that you humbled before them and started seeing some senselessness in dehumanizing the voiceless. You don't care whatever you do, neither do I care what I say. Why should I be cautious when my 2-year-old son, my lead reason for caution, died of pneumonia because you kicked me out of your house, sending me on a missionless mission to join the other vagrant street children in turning the ice-cold pavement our home? You don't care, neither do I. Why should I, when my lovely wife, my reason for care, said in disguise of your cantankerous cheers and extemp, I can't marry a jobless vagabond like you. I don't care, why should I, when you idiotized me to the extent of heartlessness. I am heartless. You killed my heart. I am brainless. You stained all that remained of my brain. I am mad. You killed my sanity. May I therefore pray with aspect of madness that it be done unto your children in Europe, just as you did unto a voiceless neighbor's son. May your son lose his well-paying job, that your humble plea for calm saved him not from committing suicide. May that suicidal tree deeply root in the middle of your house. If incense prayers be answered, may your good luck ticketer book you into the next ill-fated Airbus, that the crashing Kalahari desert might be a little bit scorchy. May the ashes of your living be buried by wild winds into the ocean of scatters. Wow, I'm tired and I'm confused, and I must end my peroration. I am young to delight a curse. I only remain praying in my daydreams that the fire keeps burning. May this tiny grandson of a curse live with you to your grave. May this curse follow your descendants to the 7th generation.